You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Thanks, everyone, for coming to another episode of Marketing News Canada. This is a very exciting dream come true for me, as I was a teenager when I bought my first pair of Fluvog shoes. You might remember your first purchase of your Fluvog shoes, or you might be saving up and dreaming for the day you can have a pair of Fluvog shoes. So, Stephen is here to join us. Very exciting. Born to nomadic parents, Stephen was frequently the new kid in town, thus forcing him into marketing at an early age. After further travel, schooling at UVic and McGill, and a few great employers, Stephen has spent the last 16 years on client side, charged with telling the world about John Fluvog's unique soles for unique souls. Fluvog is a 50-year-old independent Canadian footwear brand that now has 26 company-owned stores in Canada, Australia, the U.S., and Europe, and the world's greatest fan base of Fluvoggers. With his incredible team, he works primarily on branding, communications, e-commerce, retail strategy, and all the best omnis. Stephen lives in Vancouver with his lovely wife and their two children, and enjoys soccer, coaching, and writing in the third person. Stephen, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
So one of the first things I need to ask, when we were interacting at first over email, your email said Stephen Fluvog, but that is not your last name. So tell me about that whole thing that you guys do at Fluvog with the last name.
Well, so as you just mentioned, I've been here for an eternity. And so it's not something that I don't think it exists anymore. But I would say back maybe 14 years ago, working at Fluvog, it was a much smaller company, and we advertised with this great magazine called Tokion Magazine out in New York. Mm-hmm. And the sales rep there, his name was Spiro, and his email said Spiro Tokion. And I thought, that's a cool last name. I guess you started the magazine. He said, no, it's just a small magazine. We all use the name of the magazine as our last name. So we looked at our little office, and there was four of us in there, and we all changed our last name to Fluvog on the email. And I'm the only one that's still here. Of course, Adrian's last name is Fluvog on his email, and it won't surprise you that John's also is Fluvog on his email. But to a lot of people, it's Stephen Fluvog, and I just have never changed it. It's only inconvenient occasionally, and it probably opens some doors occasionally. But other than that, it's such a familial office and operation from every position to the other that it only makes sense, I think.
And Stephen, I love that. I thought it fascinating, and I thought it was incredible. Like, it's so brilliant, and so many of the little details that Fluvog does. So I'll give you a quick buyer journey for me. I saw one of my first concerts that my older brother took me to downtown at this club, and it was Hocus Pick Maneuver, and they were all wearing Fluvog shoes, and I thought those are the coolest shoes in the world. And then I heard about the soles of the shoes are covered in angels, and it repels things like dirt and sin. And I just thought it was one of the most like snarky, you know, like fun, quirky things. And so I saved up, and I was really into swing dancing in later high school years. And I bought a pair because that was what the cool swing dancers wore. And I purchased them in the, I was on Granville Street, and I picked them up, and I loved them, and I cherished them. So tell me about maybe the thinking, like brand wise behind like the quirky ads about, like, you know, repel sin and putting angels on the soul. What is the thinking behind that?
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been here 16 years, but the company is 51 years old. So, I think that has been part of the culture and the brand the whole time. And I will say it's been a very easy position for me to slide into, because I just think that the tongue in cheek nature of it matched me as an individual anyway. And so that was an easy transition, to the point that I remember learning about a year in that a couple of people who were working in stores in other cities didn't know that there had been a change. And at that point, I mean, my desk did all of the copywriting and everything at that point. And it was very seamless, which we really took for granted at the time, I think. But also we were much smaller and probably had more time to chisel away at the wordplay sometimes, but we still do our best to do that. But it's just not taking yourself too seriously, being able to be self-deprecating, It lends itself to that kind of approachability that is beneficial. And lends itself to the brand itself and makes us approachable, whereas a lot of our product is actually very difficult to approach, because you didn't know when you're walking down the street that you might consider buying, men's brogues with a higher heel and pink polka dots. That wasn't crossing your mind when you walked past the store. But, you know, the friendliness and the quirkiness of the discussion inside the store and the vibe inside the store and maybe the messages on the windows drew you in.
Yeah, I love the messages on the windows. Whenever I drive downtown, I'm sure everyone has this in their maybe small town or, you know, city they live in, where there's the people who are in charge of the boards and they get really fun with it. You know, I'll drive downtown into Gastown every time and I always look to the window to see what's new. You know, I remember one time going through and saying, no, you're weird. Right? Or just the ways that you've advertised sales or just drawing people in. It was always kind of like this, almost like experiential art or a place for creativity to just kind of be present.
I got to say, when you started that, I was hoping that's the one you would come with, because that is an example that I use on occasion, because that's three words. And I feel like it was in my head for about a year. And I could not get it out. And it was really about punctuation. It was about how to point the finger in a way that was kind of funny and childish, without being too accusational. It was really tricky, and it really came down to the italics in the word "your," and the fact that it was associated with our brand. But we haven't had a tagline in the time that I've been here that has resonated with so many people. And I'll tell you a quick story. That the daycare across the street from where we lived at the time, we used to have buttons, of course, and we still have them in the store, little pins. And one of the teachers there told me that one of the moms drops off her daughter, and every time she drops her off for school, her 5-year-old or her 4-year-old, they both wear a "Know You're Weird" pin, and they touch pins and say, "Know You're Weird," and then they part ways. I just got face goosebumps. I'm not sure if you could pick that up on the audio. It was one of those ones that really resonated. The great thing was, is there are so many stories from stores that they've said that people have just come running. They've fallen into the store because they were standing outside of a store looking, and one guy would say to the other, "These shoes are flipping weird," you know, and then they'd walk away and see that sign on the thing and they'd howl. Because it's like we called them on it, you know. It was a lovely, lovely little window. But there's tons of them. I mean, there's lots of opportunity out there for marketers and copywriters to do these kinds of tongue-in-cheek things that are fun and that turn heads, etc. I mean, that's really the goal as well.
I feel like you kind of stoke the fire for creatives and artists and the weirdos in this great world to, a lot of companies, when they get big, they kind of become homogenized and play the safe card. You guys have continued to, draw outside the lines.
It's funny that you say that, because I do think that we still, depending on who you are and how much you trust your instincts, we still need a reminder to really present those things. And one of the things with that one, with "Know You're Weird," was that it wasn't big enough on the window, because we just weren't sure how it would read, you know. And then it went on there and it was just, everybody loved it. And it was like, we should have gone bigger. And, like a year later, we had a window that was "Embrace Peculiarity." And we didn't hesitate with that. We really, really went to town on that one. But anyway, coloring outside the lines, all those things are great. It's just knowing when to really go to town on them, maybe. I wish I knew, but
yeah. Speaking of worldwide fame, we had our own doctor, Bonnie Henry, get all sorts of fame, you know, New York Times, all over the world, about kind of her position during COVID and the way that she's been this position of peace and calm during it all and amazing leadership. But tell us the history of her shoes and her connection relationship to Fluval, because I know every brand wanted to work with her. Every brand was like, hey, I want to make Dr. Bonnie Henry seeds and shirts and pants or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you did something really cool with Dr. Bonnie Henry.
Yeah, so it was obviously very organic. I mean, to be honest, we've worked with a lot of fantastic people, and I don't really remember a time when we did heavy outreach to try and make that connection. George Clinton, we're doing a second round of shoes with him as well, and that just came because they were fans. Him and his wife were fans, and they started chatting, and now everybody's friendly. Alice Cooper's another one. Jack White. I'll stop name dropping. Bonnie Henry, you started it.
Yes.
So she, she kind of got thrust into the limelight, into the media last January, February, and people took notice, one of her, because she's awesome and she's so approachable, and her delivery is just perfect for this kind of thing, you know, for all of those reasons. And then there's a whole host of other reasons why she's amazing, and we're very lucky to have her in our province. But she also has great taste in footwear. So she's been a Fluvogger for a few years. And so obviously Fluvoggers were paying attention to this. She would wear a different pair of Fluvogs every time. And it really caught on. And, you know, we kept, early on in that stage, maybe February, I just sent her a quick email just to say, that we wanted to say thank you for all the work that she was doing. And we were thrilled that, that she was our health officer here. That was great. And if there was anything we could do to help, that'd be great. Never heard back from her, which is fine. But, you know, as things ramped up and her appearances increased, by end of March, I sent another email just saying, like, also, you know, we've had an idea of how we could maybe help raise money for during COVID for the food banks. And she did write back, and we had a phone call, which I was very nervous about, I must tell you. Out of all the people that I've spoken to, I've never been more nervous, I think, to talk to anybody. And you nodding signifies that you probably can feel it too. Like this is a very important person who you don't want to be, you don't want to come off the wrong way while you're talking to her. She's very important, very busy. It's a matter of life and death everywhere. And she's wonderful and approachable and lovely. And so it's like, we chatted. She's, of course, all those things. And we did a pre-sale of 400 pairs and donated all the proceeds to the food bank. And since then, we have done other colorways in that same shoe. And 15% of all those sales goes to the WHO COVID Relief Fund. But in our very brief, it wasn't brief. What I should say is our very informal arrangement is that as long as we keep producing this shoe, we will occasionally, say we produce it for 5-10 years, who knows, we will change where the benefits go according to what she would like. Side note, I actually, and this is not planted, but I did find this photo. So every year we have Fluvog Day on May 15th in all the stores. This is a picture at 5:15 in the Gastown store. And it was about 6 months after that Bonnie Henry shoe came out that I looked. This was sitting on my desk, and there you go, Bonnie Henry's in the picture. And I emailed her being like, hey, by the way, where were you last Fluvog Day or two Fluvog days ago? And sure enough, she's like, oh, yeah, I was in Gastown. It's like, oh, my goodness. Like, before anybody knew who you were at all, you were a Fluvogger here, which was just awesome.
Wow.
Anyway, it was great, and we raised a lot of money, and everybody was excited. We did destroy the global internet. Which was difficult for us. So sorry, internet. That was a stressful day because of, 100,000 people want 400 available shoes. That's going to happen. And it's been a great partnership.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's amazing. So, Stephen, those that are creatives and kind of marketing directors and listening to you speak, what's it like for you? What's it feel like to wake up every morning knowing that you work for a brand that gives you that freedom? What are maybe the positives to it, and maybe what are some of the negatives that people don't even know about?
Uh, Yeah, I think you said it. There's a lot of freedom here to express yourself, which is great. I don't know. I mean, you know, to some people in some positions, ideas are the easy part, I think. You know, that first little gem of an idea is fun sometimes, and they don't always come out to become or to be properly executed, partly because those ideas don't have the burden of needing execution details or needing a budget, right? They're just flies in the ether. So that's a really fun part, is that we can think up ideas and just go for it. And that kind of comes right from John. He's that kind of thinker as well, and that kind of guy. But it can be tricky to try and make those things happen. So if somebody wants to, if we want to start getting into, let's say sump pumps, just a random idea, we don't have a sump pump expert. We'd have to call around, and then there's the branding side of sump pumps. I don't even know where that exists, and is Fluvong the right brand to associate ourselves with those? It's a terrible example, but I think that the hard part can be sometimes maybe the excitement over ideas, and then the difficulty in executing them. Maybe I'm trying to think. I don't know. I love this brand, and marketing is a dirty word for a lot of people. And I've worked on projects and in places where I felt like a little bit not great about pushing something that I wasn't that keen on pushing. But I've never felt that way here, because it's really not about the bottom line. I mean, there's a reason that we launched things like the Flu Market that allows people to post and resell previously loved pairs of Fluvogs, because it was the right thing to do, because a lot of people had too many pairs of Fluvogs, and there's too many pairs of Fluvogs in the world, and too many shoes in the world, and too many everything in the world. So giving things second life was just a natural thing that came out of this brand, and maybe not all of out of all brands. But, you know, to put that on our website side by side with the products that we're selling new, at the time, I mean, that was probably 10 years ago. At the time, it would have been a crazy idea, but here it wasn't crazy at all. It seemed appropriate.
And it seems almost akin to Patagonia putting out an ad on Black Friday saying, don't buy anything today. Buy one jacket from Patagonia. It'll last you for a lifetime. And it's almost like the same thing you said with your Flu store is our shoes last forever. And they're beautiful, and they're amazing, and people collect them like they collect Pokemon cards, right? But more and more important, like pieces of art, right? Call it like, you know, they're Da Vinci's.
It's funny talking about things or statements that you didn't push hard enough or you didn't buy into strong enough. Our Black Friday window used to say buy better, buy less, and that was it. And we stood by that, and that was before anybody that we knew was anti-Black Friday. And then 1 year, I mean, this goes down to the... One year we decided, let's see what happens. And as you can imagine, we saw what happened, which was we sold a boatload of shoes. It was very exciting. Our customers were thrilled. We hit numbers that we were excited to hit. And do you think we ever took it away? Of course not. It's like it's talk about boldness. Imagine doing something like Black Friday for 5 years and then taking it away. Like, you would really need a leadership team to say, we are okay with much lower numbers this month because we're into this system or buying into this idea of canceling Black Friday. But the problem is that once you make those kinds of sales, everything else moves towards that. So you now have stock to anticipate those kinds of numbers. You hire staff to anticipate that kind of busyness. So it's really hard to back off it, but it is one of those, you hit a bit of a nerve there, because we were on board with buy better, buy less. And then we gave in, it was one of the times that we could have stayed the course, I guess, but whatever, you don't want them all.
But you got the Flu Market, which I don't know of any other brand that does that, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Riddle me this. So I'm in the market for a new pair of running shoes. I started running recently, downloaded the Peloton app. It has an outdoor running. It's free for 2 months. So but I don't think I have the right shoes. But for me, I feel really intimidated to buy shoes online because of size and feel, and my feet are wide. So I'm going to go into the running room or New Balance or wherever. for you, are people buying Fluvogs online versus store? And do you have a kind of an approximate breakdown? And how has that changed during COVID?
Yeah, for sure. So I think, it's pre-COVID seems so long ago. I can't quite remember.
Yeah.
But I want to say 20. I should find out. No. Well,
yeah.
I won't
rough numbers. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to say 20% was probably online before, and it's much, much higher now. Of course, that's partly.
Would
due
you say
to
like 40% online, like almost double?
Yeah, maybe even more. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's partly due to a very quick and very notable increase in online activity and a very notable decrease in store. So.
Yeah.
Those, I would say, we're near closer to 50% web now, and our web is all fulfilled from the store. So those stores still have people in them, still fulfilling those web orders in the way that only Fluvog fulfills web orders. But
and they can return them in store, right? If it's not a right fit, they can come physically.
Yeah.
But
I will say that we started doing e-commerce almost 20 years ago, and nobody was doing shoes online at that point. We're not perfect at it. We probably take a little bit longer because the store staff will try to work with the flu auditor, especially if they're new, on the phone or on email to make sure that they get the right size. Also, like, talk about, we had another window that said it was a big plaque that said making mistakes since 1970, and then we put it in the windows backwards.
Yeah, and I remember that one. That was a great one.
Yeah,
that was a hilarious piece. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but that actually came from genuine comments around here, because we do all sorts of things that are not for economies of scale. And one of those things is that we produce far more far more families of shoes than we really should for a company our size. So if you think of Camper, if Camper is 30 times our size, they probably have 9 or 10 different last shapes that they make all of their shoes on. We probably have, at any given time on the floor, there might be 40 to 50 different last shapes. They all fit differently. The last is what you wrap the leather around. So, if you want a pair of Adidas and you're a size 10 in Stan Smith, there's a pretty good chance you're a size 10 in Gazelles as well.
Yes.
Like they are very dedicated to making that perfect.
Yeah.
For us, we got all shapes and sizes down there. So it's important that we try to make e-commerce work for the customer, because shoes fit differently, of course. But
can I send a photo of my feet to you? Like, not to you personally, but to the person, and would they find me a shoe depending on if I put a ruler next to my foot? Like, is that something you provide?
It is not. No, we're anti-technology at Fluvog.
Yeah.
So if you send us your actual foot, we will find you the perfect shoe.
Yes. Okay.
But I'm just kidding. But no, we don't do that. We've talked a lot about, there's this company out of Switzerland that's got this this magical technology that can do that kind of stuff. I know Indochino's been looking at that stuff for ages.
Yeah.
Even Amazon now is on those t-shirt, the perfect t-shirt, basically, by standing in front of your camera. We do not have that technology. I think part of the reason is because if you, like you said, for your running shoe, if you're looking for a shoe, you've got 100 pairs down there to choose from, and they go from very conservative to are you out of your mind? And we don't offer every style in every colorway that's on that kind of scale. So if you're looking for a very conservative shoe, we've got three that we can talk to you about, and we can find you the fit for that. I don't know if that makes sense. It's an excuse.
Totally. Can you still get Angel Soles today?
Of course. Are you kidding?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And
amazing.
They actually protect you from Satan, not so much from sin. You can still make the odd mistake.
Satan.
But,
okay.
It protects you from Satan. And that's actually been scientifically proven as well. So that's great.
That's incredible. So, Stephen, I'm going to jump into our rapid fire. You feeling ready?
Okay. Sure.
Amazing. Okay, here we go. What was your first job?
Incidentally, I lived in Winnipeg, but I think the tea house in Stanley Park. Good Lord, that was a shocker. There's going to be a slow rapid fire for you. I'm going to take my time.
Beautiful. Are you a night owl or an early bird?
At the moment, I'm more of an early bird, but it varies in six months to 1 year increments. Yeah.
Nice. A cat or a dog person?
Dog.
What was the first thing you marketed?
I had a t-shirt company in Winnipeg when I was 16, maybe, called Latin Abnormality. Latin side of it, which it didn't occur to me, was all about the language. So it was just different Latin words on t-shirts and sweatshirts. Yep.
That's awesome. Dark or milk chocolate?
Dark.
Red or white wine?
Neither, sadly.
Okay. Dessert of choice?
Not much of a dessert guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number one thing on your bucket list right now?
I don't know. I Buenos Aires keeps coming up. I'd love to take the family to Buenos Aires. Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. What is the favorite word for you right now?
Precedented.
Precedent. And do you have any words that you wish would die? Or that's, is that the word that needs...
Yeah.
Okay, that's the word that needs to die. So it is not your favorite word. That is a word that needs to die.
Maybe.
Amazing. What is the last charity you supported financially or with time, and why?
I love coaching soccer. I coach both my boys' soccer teams, and it just gets better and better every year. But Covenant House, and the reason was just because they're great, but also because my buddy Ryan Reynolds would triple match every donation.
Yeah.
And then the BC Cancer Foundation, just because that's not gone anywhere.
Yeah. I would not be surprised if both Ryan and Blake are Fluvog wearers now that they're spending so much time in Vancouver.
Well, I think they actually officially are. We can say that.
Okay, perfect. We'll just leave it at that. What is your favorite movie?
I did love The Big Short, I gotta say.
Perfect. What's your favorite song or album on repeat?
I love Odie out of Toronto. He's fantastic. Then I have thought about, Kings of Convenience is pretty hard to beat. They're old, but they're still good.
Awesome.
Stevie Wonder?
Stevie Wonder. Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah.
If you weren't doing this job right now, what would you be doing?
I don't know. I'd probably something soccer related.
Okay. White Caps? Yeah. Maybe for the White Caps?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Cool. What's an app on your phone you can't live without?
So I love Workflowy. That's a great one. But I spent a lot of time trying to find a habit app that I enjoyed. And for me, it's one called Productive, but there's lots of them out there. But I always recommend it because, to be honest, it was... Now, if you're motivated by these things, and I happen to be one of those people, then it works tremendously well to turn you into the person that you thought you were. And so if you had always thought that you did yoga or meditation on a regular basis and then found that you really didn't, or you wanted to cut sugar and cream out of your coffee... Anyway, if it's the kind of thing that works for you to motivate you, it's incredible the changes you can make to your life over time.
That's awesome. That's really cool. A streaming service that you can't live without?
All the usual ones, I guess. And
Okay. Anyone in particular that you're loving these days, like CBC Gem, Crave, Prime?
I can say anything you want me to say if we want to plug.
They're all good. All of the above. Perfect.
I'll do all of them, and then you cut them out, and then you can use them for different pitch meetings.
No need.
All those are great.
Perfect. What's the most important thing you ever changed your mind about?
Probably everything I believed at 19.
Okay. Yes. Great answer. A marketing book or kind of a book on creativity that really kind of inspired you and that you recommend?
I love all Seth Godin's work. Yep. I mean, to be honest, sometimes he's fantastic and sometimes he's just the marketing version of chicken noodle soup for the soul that kind of reminds you to get back on board and that you're actually selling emotion and feelings and excitement and things versus stuff. That would be my go-to.
Awesome. Podcast, newsletter, or website that you'd recommend for, inspiration and where you go to kind of recharge your creativity and your kind of marketing prowess?
Well, yours is great, and I'm not just saying that. So thank you for doing the work that you do. It's awesome.
No, you're welcome.
You know, I'm on and off again on Pivot and Scott Galloway. So that's a hard one to avoid. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them. I mean, I like the Wall Street Journal in the afternoon as well.
Yeah.
Front Burner and the Daily are great as well. And actually, the Headspace one has a new one. And I gotta say, it is just, I probably don't ever, like, I ride my bike to work, and so it's a perfect opportunity to listen to those things. Mm-hmm. And it's short, it's quick, it's just a little reminder of how to be better. And how to refocus on the things that are important. And it's a breath of fresh air for sure, even at 1.5 times speed.
Yes. We've been, Headspace came onto Netflix with a show. And so our family has been doing it at night before bed.
Oh, amazing. How old are your kids?
So 14, 7, 5, and 2.
Wow.
So,
You it's are nice. An impressive individual.
It's a nice
That's amazing.
Mix. Of children. Stephen, any last words, inspiration?
Yeah, I do. I do think that I mentioned it before. I think that in terms of one thing that I am constantly trying to remind myself is if you have benefited from your instincts in the past and you can rely on them, I think it's important to invest in them even more. And if you do find that there's a period of time or maybe your instincts have been off, I think widening your interests is just an excellent way to kind of open them up and kind of bring in a variety of things into your brain. And that can probably help hone them a little bit better. I do think that we have a tendency, especially as Canadians, to not jump on board of things that we are really quite certain are good ideas. We can be quite nervous about it, and it's something that we should probably get better at. And again, sound like a broken record, but if those things are not working for you, then sometimes I need to take my foot off the gas and do a recheck and make sure that I'm getting enough information from the amazing, amazing team that I work with to keep my eyes wide open on that stuff.
That's incredible. Thank you for sharing that. That's really helpful. And yes, that's a great call out. Be bold, step out, be courageous. Yeah, I love that. I think that is true. I think we can be, our kind of more timid selves as Canadians and kind of let someone else do it before we do it. So,
yeah. Yeah,
it's amazing. Have you ever considered going into socks? Has Fluvog ever considered that, or teaming up with like a Stance Socks, who is also weird and crazy and quirky with their sock?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we sell a boatload of socks. There's a lot of boats apparently loaded with things in this conversation. Yeah. But we got into the sock game late. I want to say that we probably, I mean, if it feels like 2 years, it was probably 10 years ago, but. For the first 5 years I was here, we actually bought socks for people to try on the Fluvogs if they needed them, but we never sold them. But now we sell a ton of socks. Yeah. So we've never partnered with Stance on that. Honestly, I mean, I'm wearing this. This is Anyan, from Vancouver Island. Love those guys. Have from the second that they started making shirts. And look at this again, not planted, but don't tell my wife, but I got her a shirt for Valentine's Day.
That's amazing.
And, this collaboration itself just came out of the fact that, hey, we like what you do and maybe you like what we do and maybe we could do something. We did a partnership with Viberg as well that came from the same place. I'm sure if we bumped into the Stance guys and they wanted to do something, we would do something, but we've honestly been blessed. And again, this is kind of, sorry, to keep going, but this is one of those things about how I honestly was just having a conversation with somebody and we were talking about goals for the future. And one thing that, again, all of us have to remind ourselves of, even if we're like trying to make change for good, the number one goal before you can go airy fairy or ideas are the easy part or any of that other stuff I said, is you got to stay in business. Like, so Number one, your organization needs to exist in order for you to make those changes. So, mm-hmm. you really have to keep your eye on the ball on things like that. And even if your stuff is all for good and all for beauty and all for art, it still has to maintain existence in order to make that change. And so that's number one. But, while you're doing that, planting long-term seeds for growth in the future, and I'm not talking about immediate growth, it's most of the things. And we've seen during this pandemic that, the brands that exist and aren't laying off 90% of their staff or aren't changing in a reactionary way, or overly in a reactionary way, are those brands that have that built-in goodwill. And that goodwill comes from focusing on good and the good change that you want to make, staying in business, and planting those seeds along the way. So it's like a lot of these relationships come up because, you've done the right thing when the decision has come up and nobody noticed. And then you did it again, and nobody noticed again. And then you did it again. In fact, the Bonnie Henry shoe is a perfect example, right? Bonnie Henry was a big fan of Fluvogs. Why? We never asked her. We didn't even know who she was. She just came in and quietly bought shoes, and she loved the brand. And then one day, it came up that we could work together to make some real change in the world. So anyway, collaborations and partnerships often come from kind of an organic way. We have been blessed to not have to go hunting for them.
That's awesome.
But if they didn't, we probably wouldn't shy away from trying to find the best partners we could. I don't know. But anyway, it's just a reminder that those benefits pay off in long term. And sometimes it's hard to see in the short term.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you for coming on the show. I'm a fan. Been a fan for a long time, and really appreciate all you're doing with the brand. And I look forward to coming into the store again one day and picking up
that'd
a
be great.
Physical pair of shoes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and seeing what's on the window. I anticipate
so
what's on the
pressure.
Window when I come back.
It's so much
yes.
pressure.
Yeah. It's on. It's on.
Well, thank you very much for having me. All the best.
Thank you for joining us this week on Marketing News Canada, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded in the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editors Travis Jeffers and The Podfather.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.